The picks are all in, and it's all over day three of the NFL draft in the books. Are you tired, Paul?
They just made another trade. I'm not sure if you're aware.
Oh, another one?
They added an eighth-round pick.
Eighth-round pick
coming up.
Coming up. They're on the clock right now. Just kidding. They're not. But there were a lot of trades made today.
Yeah.
But what do you think, Paul? Some front seven reinforcement, an heir apparent, yeah. Another tight end. What are your thoughts on day three?
The day three stuff, it's really hard to project exactly where some of these players are going to fit in. Obviously, they're all projects, or they wouldn't be still available in day three. And, you know, my overall takeaway is that Bill Belichick and his scouting department wasn't overly in love with this draft. I mean, obviously, we joke around about it. They made a lot of trades to move down. They did acquire a number of picks for next year, a second and third rounder, most notably. So I think that they made some trades that allowed them to get some extra capital next year. Couple of linebackers, you know, Bentley and Sam. I wonder if maybe Landon Roberts, they may be looking to upgrade that spot. Guys, those guys usually can play special teams too, but you know what? It doesn't really matter what we think now. They're going to have to come here. They're going to have to get part of the OTAs into mini camp, into training camp. We'll find out if they can play.
And what we've heard is, you know, the talent's there. They're versatile, but we'll see how it goes. And
Absolutely.
That's exactly what we're going to have to do. But the exciting part is football right around the corner. Thanks so much for following along with our draft coverage. And that will do it for us. For my partner, Paul Perillo, I'm Megan O'Brien.
Are we done already?
We are.
Woo!
I know. 3 days in the blink of an eye.